题目是亲子共行的光明路。
The topic that I would like to share with you all tonight is parents and children walking together in the path of light.
我们先来看一段旧约经文。
Let's turn to a passage in the Old Testament.
来看生命记六章六节跟七节。
Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 6 to 7.
生命记六章六节跟七节。
Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 6 to 7. Verse 6.And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart, 7. And you shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up.
我们当中有些同龄对这个经文很熟。
And so among us, there are brothers and sisters who are quite familiar with this verse.
我们继续再来想想这两节所说的画面。
So we think further what these verses mean.
神要我们在座诸位被他所拣选，寻求他恩典与福气的人们。
And God wish for all of us, who have been chosen in His grace.
连走在路上都要谈论。
That, when even we need to talk about them, we need, when we are traveling.
当然，那个谈论啊，绝对不是自言自语啊。
And talking is not just mumbling to ourselves.
所以这个谈论可能有四种状况。
And so the talking has four possible scenarios.
如果你在路上跟从来没有听过这些道理的人谈这些话，那就叫做宣道。
And so the first scenario is if you encounter a stranger who have not met with such topic, that is referred to evangelism talk.
如果你在路上谈论的对象是已经很熟悉这些话的人，那就叫做讲道。
But if you encounter those who are familiar that you know of, and talking about familiar things, that is called sermonizing.
如果我们在讲话的对象呢，他比我们更熟悉这些话。
And in another situation is our target audience is even more familiar of these verses than us.
那我们就是请教跟学习。
Then we are learning and we are asking them for advice.
当然还有另外一种。在路上我们要讲话的对象
And also another possible audience that we might encounter on our pathway
就是刚才那第六节所说的儿女
Which is what has been mentioned in verse 6 is our children
那当然就是我们的宗教教育
And referring to our religious education
所以我们发现啊从3500年前的经文当中
And so we find that the Bible verses that is 3,500 years ago.
这告诉我们宗教教育绝对不只是在课堂里面。
It tells us that religious education is not limited to what happens in the classroom.
我们坐着躺着。
But when we sit or when we lie down.
我们站起来了，开始走路了。
When we rise up and when we are walking.
神讲得这么清楚，这些全部都要做。
God is very clear here that they need to happen in all these situations.
换句话说，我们的宗教教育是用生命来进行的，是。在生活当中的。
In other words, our religious education needs to be applied to our life.
也是我们亲子必须共走的一条路。
And it is the pathway that parents and children need to walk together.
那这一条路又是什么路呢
？And what type of pathway is this?
我们一起来看新约圣经约翰福音八章十二节。
Let's turn to Gospel of John chapter 8 verse 12.
约翰福音八章十二节。
Gospel of John chapter 8 verse 12. Chapter 8 verse 12. Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life.
这里耶稣说了。
Here Jesus said.
所以这个路应该是跟从耶稣生命之光。的这条路
And this pathway is the pathway that follows Jesus, the light of life.
我们把它简称为光明路
And so we can call this the path of life.
那这个光当然不是外面的光啊，就是耶稣本身就是这个光
Of course, it's not just any street light, but Jesus is the source of light.
今天晚上用短短一点时间，我们要从圣经当中三对亲子的事来想这件事。
And therefore tonight we shall study from three pairs of parents and children in the Bible.
我们先一起来看旧约圣经创世纪七章第七节。
Let's first refer to Genesis chapter 7 verse 7.
创世纪七章第七节。
Genesis chapter 7 verse 7. Verse 7. So Noah with his sons, his wife, and his sons' wives went into the ark because of the waters of the flood.
大家看到这一节不晓得有什么感受，就一句话。
I'm not sure what you feel when you just read this single verse.
大家看到这是不是挪亚在走一条路？
And so do we see Noah walking on a path?
是挪亚和他的孩子们，包括他们的太太们在走的这一条路。
So Noah was not just traveling on this path alone, but with his sons, his wife, and his son's wife.
那我问大家，这一条路通到哪里去？
I'd like to ask, where does this path lead to?
当然进入方舟里面了。
It is a path that leads into the ark.
当然我们很能够充分理解这一条进入方舟的路，为的是让他们能够存活、壮大跟延续的路。
And we appreciate that this path that leads into the ark will allow them to survive, will thrive, and will grow.
好了，我们刚才把好听话讲，好听话讲完了，这样知道吗？怎么讲？Good to hear. The word good to hear. 好听话讲完啦、
so,
因为这条路好像是通往存活又壮大，好不好啊？
So it seems that the way that leads to them to survival and for greatness.
大家再换一个角度想，不是哦。
But if we look at it from a different perspective, that is not the case.
这条路是要进去一个 big box 的路，你晓得吗？
This path leads them into a big box.
我们英文叫做 ark， 对不对？其实你仔细去看那查考的，它就是一个 big box, not boat, you know?
In English, it's ark. It's not actually a boat, but it's actually a giant box.
所以这一条路啊，跟世界上挪亚同时代其他世界上的人一般的路比较起来啊，
And in compar-
有问题，这样晓得吧？
In comparison with the path that the other people of this world travel, there's something wrong with what Noah is traveling.
我问大家，以世上的人来看。挪亚跟他孩子们走的这一条路是比较宽、比较大、比较好的，还是很不好的路
？Comparatively to the paths of people of this world, is the path Noah and his children traveling on a better, a wider path, or an easier path?
没有啊，世界上的人可以选很多自己要走的路啊，对不对？
This,
挪亚那个时候哦
，People of this world have the freedom of choice to walk however they like.
可是挪亚跟他孩子们走的这一条路啊，就是又窄又小。你们能想象吗？
But this path that Noah and his children travel on is narrow and it's small.
是受限制的。
It's a path that is very restricted.
甚至不是他们选的，没得选啊。
And it's even a path that they themselves did not choose to walk on.
而且以外面的人来看呢、啊，挪亚在带他们孩子们进入什么路，叫做绝路。这样知道吧？
Compared,
绝路啊
！Comparing to the rest of the world, it seems that Noah is leading their children to walk into a dead end road.
所以挪亚带他的孩子们、啊、在走上那一条路的时候，你觉得旁边看到的人有什么反应？你觉得有什么反应
？And therefore, as Noah leads his children to travel on this road, you can imagine what the bystanders of this world would be thinking about.
可怜。
They would feel pity.
可笑。
They would feel it's quite ridiculous. And it's very tragic.
一群笨蛋跟疯子，这样能够理解吗
？There's a group of foolish people.
我问大家，当他们在走进这一条绝路、小小的空间里面死路的时候，外面的世界是怎么样？
So、
我问你们，外面的世界怎么样
？Noah and his children walk on this seemingly dead end road into this giant box. What is the world like outside?
我告诉你啊，比现在的墨尔本还漂亮。
The world
是不是
outside is even more beautiful than the present day Melbourne.
气候比现在还好，你懂吗
？And much more beautiful weather than now.
我们叫做晴空万里。
And so it's a very beautiful world.
青山绿水
with a lot of beautiful
scenery. 鸟语花香
with animals and a lot of beautiful plants.
你们要知道啊，当挪亚跟他孩子们走这条路的时候，外面是情势一片大好，这样了解吗
？So when Noah and his children chose to walk on this narrow path, the world outside it seems more beautiful.
可是没有人会想到 ，seven days later.
But no one can imagine. No one can imagine that seven days later.
那个时间只有神知道。
What will happen? Only God knows.
神只叫挪亚进去啊。
God only instructed Noah to go in.
世界上没有任何一个人知道，只有神知道。
And no one in this world know except for God.
那七天是一个神定好、已经预定要满足的时间。
And that 7 days is a time that is set by God.
可是当他们走进去的时候，挪亚跟他们孩子们看起来就是又愚蠢、又顽固、又迷信。
And once,
你们觉得很熟悉。
Once Noah and his children entered into this ark, it seems to the outsiders, they are very pitiful, they are very stubborn and being superstitious.
就像今天呢，你们没有在家里面休息，来到这里。
And just like how every one of you today have chosen to come here, you did not rest at home.
就好像你们用了几个 holiday， 上个礼拜举办灵恩会啊。
And last week with your spare time and your holidays, we had our spiritual convocation.
然后星期六人家出去玩的时候，你要到教会来。
On Saturday when people choose to go out, but you chose to come to church.
各位，今天你来到这个地方叫做属灵末世的方舟。
So the place that you all have come to is this a spiritual ark of the last days.
你知道吗？这一条路啊，你进来的这一条路，在世界上的人看来是一条绝路。
This pathway
又窄又小的路。
That you've chosen, it seems to the world, it's a dead end road, and it's a very small and narrow.
你们比不上外面的那些人自由跟宽广啊，他们是这样想的啊。
And to them, you don't have as much freedom as they have.
但他们却不知道，这是唯一一个可以活到永远，让我们存活下去的路，唯一的路啊。
But unbeknown to them, this is the only path, that will lead them for their survival.
我们来看马太福音七章十三节到十四节。
Let's turn to Gospel of Matthew chapter 7.
马太福音七章十三到十四。
Matthew chapter 7 verse 13 to 14. Matthew 7 verse 13. Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. Verse 14. Because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it.
有些人在看教会哈，会比较人数。
And some people would look at and assess the church based on their membership.
我就告诉你了，找到的人很少，你知道吧？很少啊。
The Lord already says here, there are few who find it.
少到在没有本这里啊，有200多万人，只有我们三四百个这么少，你知道吧？
So few that in the large population in Melbourne, there's only about 200-300 who have found it.
可是这就是挪亚跟他孩子们走的光明路啊。
That is the path of light that Noah and his children have chosen.
看起来是通到黑暗没有路的 box 的绝路啊。
A path that seems to lead them into the darkness, a dead end, and into a box.
其实就是你们牵着自己的孩子来到教会的这条路。
But it is the path that you all have brought your children to church.
你们不用去在乎别人的感受啊。
So we should disregard what other people view us.
不要因为别人讲了风凉话，你们就被动摇啊。
So we should not be moved just because people would make fun of us.
如果那个时候挪亚有一个孩子啊，不高兴了，跳下去了，那个孩子就没了，你们知道吗？就没了。
Imagine if one of Noah's son have decided to not follow them and they left the way, then we would have lost him.
所以你们选的是对的路。
Therefore, you have chosen the right path.
你们用一辈子牵了你们的儿女的手
，and throughout your lifetime you've hold on to the hands of your children。
你们现在要继续牵，即使他们成人了。
You must continue holding on to the hands until they reach adulthood。
还要你要牵着你们孙子的手来到教会。
And you also must hold on to the hands of your grandchildren。
我们来看另外一个经节啊。
Let's refer to another Bible passage。
我们来看创世纪十一章的三十一节。
Genesis chapter 11 verse 31。
创世纪十一章三十一节。
Genesis chapter 11 verse 31. Verse 31, and Terah took his son Abram and his grandson Lot, the son of Haran, and his daughter-in-law Sarai, his son Abram's wife, and they went up with them from Ur of the Chaldeans to go to the land of Canaan, and they came to Haran and dwelt there.
我们看到另外一对父子，对不对
？And so here we see another pair of father and son.
这个爸爸叫塔拉。
The father is Terah.
后面那个亚伯兰就是我们熟知的，后来改名为亚伯拉罕的人。
The son is Abraham, whom we're very familiar with.
你们看到这个爸爸也带着他的孩子，甚至他孙子辈子一起出来了，走了这条路。
And so here we see how this father also took their son and even their grandson and came out to on this pathway.
问问大家，你觉得这条路让你来形容叫做什么路
？If you were to describe this path that Terah took, how would you describe it?
离开原生的地方， 通往应许之地的那一条路。
It's a path that departs from their place of origin to the promised land.
好了，我们好听话也讲完了。
So that's a very nice way of putting it.
通往应许之地听起来很了不起嘛，对不对？
And it's quite nice to hear. This is the path that leads to the promised land.
不是啊，你要关注的重点是离开原来居住的地方。
But the attention also needs to be put on. They need to leave the path of their origin.
小弟记得上个星期站在这里说，在座诸位你们都是大多数都是很勇敢的人。
And so I remember last week I've said that brothers and sisters, you are all quite brave.
因为你们漂洋渡海，离开原来的地方，来到这个地方生根了。
Because a lot of you have decided to leave your hometown and have come to start afresh here.
所以你们当中最多人能够体会这个时候他拉跟亚伯兰的心情。
And so all of you should be able to fully appreciate how Terah felt at the time.
什么是原来原生之地啊？
What is their place of origin?
就是有一切自己所熟悉的。
It's a place where they are very familiar with.
所习惯的。
That they are used to.
那里有自己爱的，也有爱自己的人。
And there are things that they love, and it's a place that they have a lot of surrounded by their loved ones.
那里有你们的家族已经经营了很久哦，舒适的局面。
And they have all their family connections there. It's also a place that they're very familiar with.
而且在那里呀，可能你还有一些人际关系跟影响力啊。
And perhaps you also have many connections and also quite influential.
可是你们迈向了一个新的目标。
But you've decided to walk towards a new direction.
就好像他啦，带着亚伯兰出发了。
Just like how Terah took Abraham and started their journey.
虽然说起来好听是迈向目标。
Although it's nice to think that they're heading to a goal.
事实上，我们讲的更贴切一点。
But to be more candid.
这条路是他们没有经历过的。
This is a path that they haven't experienced before.
是充满了未知的。
The path that is full of unknowns.
不知道将来是平坦还是坎坷崎岖的。
They're not sure whether the future will be smooth sailing or will be rocky.
为什么要讲这个？
Why do I mention this?
以今日的心理学来说了。
If you study psychology,
我们通常不会把喜乐跟平安跟未知。连接在一起，大家知道吗？
So usually we will not connect joy and peace together with unknown.
如果你们现在活在 Melbourne 啊，突然神对你发声了，你们全部给我搬到奈及利亚去，你们是什么心情？
For example, for all of us who are living in Melbourne, if suddenly one day God turned to you and said, "Let's all move to Nigeria," how would you feel?
经文没有告诉我们说。他拉离开的那个地方有没有比他将来要去的好不好，对不对？
So the Bible was silent on whether the place that he's going to is better than his place of origin.
你们不要想得太简单了，以为说啊没有没有没有啦，神告诉他说将来你去的地方就是 better, the best place. 你想得美。
We should not have the understanding that the place that he's going to is a better place.
对他来讲啊，他可能是离开大家认为的 best place 的地方啊。
Because to the rest of the world, he is probably leaving a place that is the better place.
所以我们通常把未知跟什么连接在一起？恐惧跟忧愁。
And this is why we usually associate the unknowns with fear and sorrows.
所以我们市面上才会找到那么多书啊 ，Amazon 也买得到啊。
And this is why you have many advice books you can find even on Amazon.
很多书都是在教导世界上的人怎么样去面对未知的恐惧，有听过吗
？Books that teaches us how to face the fear of the unknown.
换句话说，这一条路虽然我们现在读圣经很简单，知道它是光明的路。
And so, although with hindsight we read the Bible, we know that they're traveling on the path of light.
却不是当时一般人会乐意自动去选择与行走的。
But to the people at that time, it's not a path that people would simply make the decision to travel on.
但是在这里，弟兄姐妹们，你们已经走在这一条路上了。
But brothers and sisters, today you are traveling on that path.
我看除了你们下一代啊，很多都是离开原来的地方来这里。
So I believe that many of you, except for the children that you have here, or most of you have traveled from other places.
而且你们走的这一条路啊，甚至是外面的人用肉眼看不见的这一条路。
And the path that you've traveled on, it's unseen by the people of this world.
这一条路虽然我们知道有恩典。
And although we know that this path is full of grace.
但是会有许多的挑战跟问题。
But it's also a path that is filled with difficulties and challenges.
会有许多征战出现的。
And there will be much struggles.
是需要我们努力而且忍耐到底的。
And it requires us to work hard, to strive, and to endure to the end.
虽然我们在读创世纪十一章三十一节，没有写那么多，就是一句话，对不对？
Although it's very simply described in Genesis 11 verse 31.
所以我一直认为读圣经真的不要读太快。
And therefore, I truly believe that when you read the Bible, don't just
五分钟读一个 chapter， 你能获得什么？
If you just spend 5 minutes reading through one chapter quickly, what can you gain?
你知道光这一个 verse 啊，他们几个人要花多少时间跟 efforts 在里面呢？
Just purely on this verse alone, you can imagine how much time these characters mentioned here needs to take.
你在读这一节的时候，不要坐在冷气房里读啊。
As we're reading these verses, we are sitting in the air conditioned room.
你要拿到外面寒风吹袭、下大雨，甚至太阳照得热得要死的地方去读这一节，这样知道吧？才有感觉。
Probably can fully appreciate it if you take the Bible out in the scorching sun, or when it's very windy or raining, then we can appreciate this verse more.
我们就知道对他们来讲很不简单。
So we can imagine how difficult it must have been for them.
我们来看新约圣经马可福音十四章的三十八节。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 14, verse 38.
马可福音十四章三十八节。
Mark chapter 14 verse 38. Mark chapter 14 verse 38. Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
大家看啊，这里说心灵固然愿意，肉体却软弱了。
Take note here, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
我们偶尔也会这样子啊。
We can sometimes be like this.
为什么要看这个？因为他啦，就这样子啦。
Why should we read this? Because Tara was behaving in this manner.
你们有没有想到他啦为什么突然在那个地方停了下来啊？
And so, have we ever asked why Tara suddenly stopped at a particular location?
住在那里。
He dwelt there.
后来这个爸爸死了。
And later on, Tara died.
第一代死了，还没到死了。
There's a first generation who traveled there died.
所以我们在座属灵的长辈们，我们也要有这种认识跟决心、啊、
And so among us, those who are seniors, adults, we need to have this understanding.
我们要像塔拉一样，带着我们的子孙走向那一条神指引我们的路。
And we must, like Tara, bringing his family, bring our family to walk in this path that God directed us to walk on.
可是有时候我们走着走着啊。我们就开始软弱了，心灵固然愿意。
However, sometimes the further we travel, and we become weak.
有时候是神安排的时候到了。
And sometimes when God's timing has arrived.
我们虽然愿意陪伴我们的儿孙继续走下去。
And we, although we are willing to accompany our children and grandchildren to continue on the journey.
但是那里就是我们的终点了。
But that actually has become our destination.
我们要离开他们了。
And it's time for us to depart from them.
那我问大家。后来亚伯拉罕有没有继续走下去
？And let me ask you, did Abraham travel further beyond Haran?
有没有继续走他爸爸没有走完的路？有没有
？Did he continue on the journey that his father have not finished?
有啊，他要到迦南地的乌尔去。
Yes, he did. He went to the land of Canaan.
他爸爸死了，他继续走。
And although his father died, he continued on.
所以这一条亲子共行的路。
Therefore, this path of light that the parent and the child traveled on,
虽然脱离了某一些舒适跟习惯
although it's far from the path of comfort and
可能有许多的未知
the path of what they're used to and full of unknowns,
对于我们来讲也不轻松也不平坦
it is not smooth sailing for them.
但是大家知道吗？我们在走的这一条路，神这样子特别来告诉我们。
But do we know that when we travel on such a path, God tells us?
我们来看旧约圣经箴言第三章的第六节。
And let's refer to Book of Proverbs chapter 3 verse 6.
箴言三章第六节。
Proverbs chapter 3 verse 6. Chapter 3 verse 6. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths.
在一切所行的事上都要认定他
Acknowledge him in all our ways
所以小弟啊前两天才跟几个同龄在分享
And so 2 days ago I was sharing with some brethren
大家知道我们培养我们的下一代，通常我们人的目标是什么？
And so usually when we bring up our children, normally what is our ultimate goal?
我们都希望我们的孩子赶快成长，赶快独立。
We hope our children will grow up quickly and be independent.
学到一技之长。
And they have learned some skills.
那组建他自己的家庭。
And they form their own family unit.
但是不只能够照顾他自己跟家人。
Not only can they look after themselves and their own family.
然后甚至还能够照顾原生家庭。
They can also look after their original family.
而且最好的状况啊，还能帮助社会大众成为有用的，对不对？
Ideally, they become a useful member of the society.
这是我们所有人类几乎养儿育女的共同目标。
And this is a common goal that all parents have.
可是，在灵里面呢，大家知道宗教教育的目标是什么？大家知道吗？
But in terms of our faith, what is the goal of religious education?
我们在灵里面呢，反而希望养出跟我们平常在养儿女完全不一样的方向，完全不一样。
The directional goal in religious education is quite different from the normal reason we raise our children.
大家有没有想过，我们读圣经来教会，我们教育的，包括我们自己都被教育。
And so, have you ever thought of when we are reading the Bible and we come to church, we ourselves are also being educated.
所以在台湾，我们说宗教教育叫做全人的教育 ，all ages.
And so in Taiwan, we have this concept that we encourage that religious education is for all ages.
因为在台湾的教牧处啦，有儿教科，就是在12 years old 以下的。
So in Taiwan, we have the education system for 12 years old and under.
还有青教科，就是12到18的。
Then there's also education for those who are 12 to 18.
有高教科，就是从18一直到大学或研究所毕业。
And then there's 18 and they're in the tertiary education and they're to their graduate.
然后还有一科叫做成教科，成人教育。
Then there's adult education.
就是包括我们现在教会的所有的社青团契、中间团契、长青团契，所有的团契妇女都是成人宗教教育。
Adult education encompassing the working youths, the middle-aged youths, and the evergreen youth.
所以今天我们在神的教会里面讲宗教教育。不是只有对那一些未成年的。
Therefore, in the church, when we touch on religious education, is not just referring to children that is yet of age.
我们今天坐在这里，就是在接受神的宗教教育。
All of us seated here is receiving religious education from God.
那问大家一句，教会的宗教教育的目标是把我们教成什么样的人？
Another question: What is the goal of the religious education in the church? What is the purpose in achieving in us?
告诉大家哈，把我们大家教到完完全全没有自己意见，凡事都问神、求告神的人。
Is it,
大家听得懂吗？
Is it, the question is whether it teaches us so that we become a perfect man, so that we don't have any opinions of ourselves, that we inquire of God every single thing.
这走在灵性跟信心里面完全的人。
And are these people who are perfect in their faith?
我告诉大家，在外面的人的心中跟口中叫做 useless, 没有用的人。
So in the eyes of the society, a character like this is someone who is useless.
因为我们不靠自己做判断啊。
Because we are not discerning matters on our own.
我们今天判断的基础也是从圣经里面神的话给我们的，这样大家知道吗？
The basis of our discernment is based on the word of God that he has given to us.
我们认为的对跟错都跟所有的学问跟我们的背景文化没有关系耶。
What we view is right and wrong has nothing to do with our background and our education level.
一个完美的基督徒，他的对跟错就是神的对跟错。
A perfect Christian's view of what is right and wrong is aligned with God's view of right and wrong.
有很多年轻人有时候问小弟啊。
And there are many youths who approach me.
说哎。传道同性恋的朋友们，他们也是彼此相爱啊。
And ask me, I have friends who are supporter of same sex. They love each other.
你们知道吗？他们真的是彼此相爱啊。
So they tell me they truly love one another.
他们想要结婚呢、啊。
Same sex couples they want to marry.
我问过一个人呐、啊，哈，他。结婚五六次，离婚五六次。
So I've asked someone before who had married five times also divorced 5 times.
我就私底下当面问他了。
So I privately ask him.
我说，哎，你为什么会离婚五六次，又结婚五六次？
I asked,
有时候是同对象，有时候不同对象，有时候同对象又离婚又结婚呢，你们知道吗
？I asked him why is he married and divorcing so many times. Sometimes it's with different people, and on other occasions with the same person again.
来，各位，你知道他怎么回答小弟吗
？So do you know how he answered me?
他说都是为了爱。
He said to me, "It's all because of love."
哎，约翰一书我们不翻呐。God is love.
So First John
都是为了爱
tells us God is love. So
我就搞不懂了，我就问他说为什么是为了爱呢
？So I'm quite confused, and I said to him, "Why is it all because of love?"
Because I fall in love with first sight with her. 我第一眼就爱上她。
So I fell in love with at first sight with this person.
然后我们爱得死去活来的。
So we love very passionately.
所以后来我们结婚了。
And later on got married.
可是因误会而结婚嘛，因相识而分开嘛。
Be married because of misunderstanding, but then because you're too familiar, then you separate.
她后来也不爱我，我也不喜欢她。
So later on, she doesn't love me.
那她爱上别的男人了，我也爱上别的女人。
And then they both love another person.
所以我祝她幸福，她祝我快乐啊，我们就离婚啦。
So we wish each other all the best, and we divorce.
然后现在啊，我已经第六个太太了，我也很爱她，她也很爱我。
Now it's my sixth wife. I love her, and she loves me.
所以我这一辈子都是为了爱。哦，我的天哪，我差点以为我遇到使徒了，你知道吗？都是为了爱啊
！So I could not comprehend when as this person told me.
不是啊，你说外面的人没有爱吗？
So does the people of this world not have love?
外面非基督徒的这些朋友们，大家都在讲爱啊，对不对
？Non-Christians of this world also talk about love.
所以你不要拿到圣经就说圣经说啊，这就是爱，就是爱。如果你这样讲的话，这本圣经啊，不及格啊。
But then we can't apply that same concept to say that the Bible also teaches about God is love that is not up to the standard here.
如果我们基督徒只跟人家讲爱，然后引用经文，你这本读了50年的圣经，你还是不及格啊。
If all we talk about with others is about love, and even we studied the Bible for 50 years, we would fail.
小弟临时想到一个经节，我们来看一下了。
So I just thought about a verse that we can all turn to.
来，我们来看约翰二书第二节。
And John verse 2.
约翰二书第二节。
Second John verse 2. Because of the truth which abides in us and will be with us forever.
使徒约翰说：“爱你们，你要记住，爱你们是为什么缘故？”
第二节，
约翰二书第二节。
Second John 2. So Apostle John said,
你的翻译一样吗？
Because of the truth which abides in us.
OK, 这个翻译版本比较不一样。好了 ，Because of the truth.使徒约翰意思就是说，我爱你们是 because of the truth.
So,
I love you because of the truth. 其他的译本是这个样子的。
So in other translations, English translation, Apostle John said, "I love you because of the truth."
我爱你不是因为你爱我。
And I love you not because you love me back.
即使你现在讨厌我啊，
even、
我还是要照着耶稣的爱爱你。
If you don't like me, I will still love you back because of Jesus' love.
我爱你不是因为我喜欢你。
I love you not because I like you.
或者你长得很可爱、很漂亮、很俊。
Or because you're very cute and adorable.
或者你够供给我生活所需。
Or that you provide something that I need in my life.
我们简单来讲啊，圣经的爱是神的那种爱。
The love mentioned or teaches us in the Bible is the divine love.
所以有人问我说，为什么神讨厌？一些事情呢
And this is why some people ask me, why does God hate certain things?
你们知道吗？神讨厌一些事啊。
And what things does God hate?
我就说啊，神就讨厌啊。
Just because God dislike or hates them.
今天好像中午有人问我说，喜不喜欢吃臭豆腐？
So this afternoon, someone asked me whether I like stinky tofu.
我说喜欢啊
I said I like it very much.
台湾喜欢啊
I like it back in Taiwan.
不是台湾的都觉得不行啊 ，kill me 比较快啊，臭死啊。
But non-Taiwanese may not find it that appetizing.
哎呀，可是换有些东西，比如说那个蓝起司或者是绿起司，很臭啊。
But if you change something else to something like blue cheese, I find that would be very smelly.
有些人喜欢，有些人不喜欢。
Some it depends on preference. Some like it, some don't.
你在跟他讲半天这个多营养、多好吃。 他就是没办法接受，这样那大家了解吗？
No matter how persuasive you are in terms of its nutritional value, that person will still not like it.
我的意思是，神本身就讨厌一些东西，喜欢一些东西，不用解释的，没有道理的，跟我们一样，跟我们一样。
And so my point is that God, essential in his nature, is he likes certain things and dislikes certain things.
常常有说，哎，没有啊，神为什么这样子呢？
And but sometimes we ask, how come God is like this?
各位，我们基督徒的目标哦，就是要爱，把自己变成爱一切神所爱的，恨一切神所恨的。这就是我们的目标。
Our ultimate goal as a Christian is to love everything that God loves and hate everything that God hates.
我讲这个有点刺激啊，你们会说神会恨吗？
And so me,
这个可能要讲两个小时会啊，神会恨，耶稣会恨哦。
You might ask, does God have hatred? Yes, we can see it in the Bible.
你不要变成就爱神所恨的，恨神所爱的，那就死定了。
We shouldn't teach the other way around to love the things that God hates or hate the things that God loves.
所以我们到后来啊，我们的是把自己训练成所有的事情都要问神的意见，所有的事情都要考虑神的喜好，所有的事情都问神。
And therefore, we must train ourselves that in everything in our lives, we must consider what's God's preference and what God likes us to do.
各位，你会不会觉得越活越退化？
And do you feel that the longer you live, the more backwards you are, the more useless you are?
因为我们成人不会这样子啊，对不对？要独立啊。
Because as adults, we need to be independent.
就是刚才箴言三节六章所说的，要在一切的事上认定他，是这个意思。
But the meaning that we learned from Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5 was to acknowledge him in all our ways.
所以我们走的这一条路啊，跟他啦、亚伯兰他们一样啊，传承下去。
The path we travel on is the same as that of Terah and Abraham to continue on this path.
这也是一条在凡事上认定他的路。
It is a pathway that acknowledges him in all our ways.
所以我们来看这个例子。
And therefore, let's look at this example.
我们请看创世纪二十二章的第六节。
Genesis chapter 22 verse 6.
创世纪二十二章的第六节。
Genesis chapter 22 verse 6. Verse 6. So Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac his son, and he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and the two of them went together.
我们继续看第八节。
We read on in verse 8. And Abraham said, My son, God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering. So the two of them went together.
在第六节跟第八节，我们都看到了二人同行。
And in these two verses, we see the phrase, they went together.
这是后来啊，已经一百多岁的亚伯拉罕和他儿子以撒一起走的路。
And these, the going together on the same pathway, the 100 plus year old Abraham with his son Isaac.
是通往摩利亚地山上的路。
In the road that go towards Mount Moriah.
所以这说起来是爬山啊。
And so they are hiking.
而这几天我出去哦，看到好像这里，哇，天气那么冷啊，还是有穿短袖短裤在爬山的，很厉害。
So last few days, I observed that even the weather is very cold here, there are still people hiking in short sleeves.
可是这一对父子在这边爬这座山啊，不是为了旅行，也不是为了运动。
But the father and son traveling towards a mountainous area is not because of exercise or holiday.
这一条路不是为了到山上欣赏风景。
And this path does not lead them to the mountaintop to appreciate sceneries.
做父亲的知道。
The father knew.
孩子可能也感受到。
The son perhaps knew what was happening.
这是一条严肃而且具有神圣目的的登山之路。
And this is a path that is quite somber and has a very solemn purpose.
当他们登顶之后啊。
When they climbed the top.
不是登顶后的喜悦。
It's not joy that welcomes them.
也不是成功后的满足。
It's not the sense of achievement or success.
等在山顶上的是一个神要吩咐他们的使命和工作，对不对？
What was waiting on top of the mountain was a mission that God had instructed them to do.
在座诸位蒙恩的亲子们啊。
And so for the father and son seated here.
我们得救的真耶稣教会就是今天属灵的圣山。
And so this church that leads to salvation is this holy mountain.
我们今天来啊，走的这条路是要取木料的路。
And so we're traveling on this pathway. It's to collect the wood.
我们到属灵的圣山来，是要在这个山上取一些很好材料的木头。
We've come to this holy mountain to collect very good quality wood.
但是我们拿到这些木头不是为了下山去建造我们自己的住处跟豪宅。
But the wood that is collected is not for us to use to build our own homes.
就好像我们来到教会，我们不只是为了让我们的儿女来领受福气跟恩典而已。
And、just like how we, when we come to the church, it's not purely for our children to receive grace and blessings.
我们也不是为了跟这些我们很熟悉的朋友们抱团取暖而已。
It is not just gathering together socially with those whom we know.
我们不是在这一座城市里面营造一个我们的舒适圈而已。
And we are not arriving here just to build a comfort zone for ourselves.
我们是要去建那神需要我们去建设的。
But it is to build something that God wants us to build.
我们来看哈该书第一章第八节。
Let's turn to the book of Haggai, chapter 1, verse 8.
旧约圣经哈该书第一章的第八节。
Haggai, book of Haggai, chapter 1, verse 8.
哈该。
Book of Haggai, chapter 1, verse 8. Go up to the mountains and bring wood and build the temple, that I may take pleasure in it and be glorified, says the Lord.
神说他会得喜乐而且得荣耀。当我们做什么事？
When God says I may take pleasure and be glorified, when we do what?
各位现在你们做的就是这个事。
And it is the thing that you all are doing now.
你们坐在这里就是用你们的生命在爬这座圣山。
And you are seated here is you're climbing this mountain with your life.
你们要拿到神赐给你们最好灵魂的材料。
And you have armed yourself with this best material that God has given to you.
可是你是要建造这殿。
But it's to be used to build this temple.
这个殿是我们在座每一位的灵命。
And the temple referring to the spiritual life of each one of us.
这个殿也是我们教会其他同龄的小羊们。
And the temple is also these lambs, which is our brothers and sisters in church.
这个殿也是那些神预定要得救，可能目前还不想来聚会，不想信耶稣的人。
The temple is also the place for the salvation for those who perhaps.At this moment in time, do not wish to come to church.
我们今天在这里接受这个属灵的宗教教育，就是为了这个做准备。
And so today, when we receive religious education, is to prepare ourselves for this.
我们都在爬山。
We are all climbing this mountain.
你看得到目标吗？
Can you see the goal, the destination?
各位，我们现在在爬这座山，你看得到山上是什么？
As we climb this mountain, can we see our destination?
我告诉你，山上等待着我们的叫做牺牲。
Waiting for us on top of the mountain.Is sacrifice.
爬到顶啊，不见得是欢呼啊，不见得是高兴啊。
When you climb atop, it's not celebration that is waiting for us.
就好像亚伯拉罕带着以撒爬爬爬爬到顶上去了，是为了他高兴吗？
And just like how Abraham took along Isaac and they climb further atop, when he arrives, is it joy that welcomes him?
牺牲。
It is sacrifice instead.
而且还是我们儿女的牺牲。
And it's to sacrifice our own children.
我问大家，你们如果想一想那个当爸爸的亚伯拉罕的心
，I'd like to ask, how does Abraham as a father would feel?
他不会沉重吗
？Would he feel so weighty?
他无动于衷，没有感觉吗
？So burdened, or is he emotionless?
即使那个时候神还没有开口告诉他，你到那里去要牺牲的是什么
？Even if God did not tell him beforehand what he needed to sacrifice.
但是亚伯拉罕跟我们在座的每一个属灵的长辈，我们都知道一句话。
But Abraham, like all of us seated here, all know.
就是刚才亚伯拉罕讲的那一句话。
The words that Abraham
第八节
just spoken in verse 8.
我儿，神必自己预备做燔祭的羊羔。
Where he said, "My son, God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering."
所以大家，你们现在跟孩子们在爬这座属灵的山。你要两个预备，你有两个预备吗
？And so when we are traveling on this mountainous journey together with our children, are we both prepared?
第一个预备是爬到顶之后要把自己的儿女献上。
Oh, I'm sorry. Are we prepared both for? Firstly, the preparation is on top of the mountain. We need to be prepared to sacrifice our children.
可是你现在爬到一半，你也要跟亚伯拉罕一样，要知道神必预备自己的羊羔，什么意思呢
？And the second preparation we ought to know is that halfway to the mountain, We need to be like Abraham to know that God will provide himself the lamb.
这条我们跟孩子们共行的路。
And this on this path that we travel with our children,
虽然有登山的辛苦与汗水,
although it's filled with the sweat and tears of a climbing and mountainous journey,
或许现在听一听你会有心中的不安与压力,
perhaps when you hear these teachings, you feel unease and pressure.
但是你跟你的孩子们正在创造一个互相扶持、带导、陪伴的美好回忆。
But however, you are actually creating between yourself and your children wonderful memories of helping each other, supporting each other.
我看到你们身边都坐着你们的孩子啊。
So I see all of you are seated here next to your children.
It's beautiful.
It's a beautiful sight.
It's wonderful. 这是 memories,
是回忆啊。These are all wonderful memories.
好啦，那我们有一天要爬到那里，要把孩子献给神哦。
But one day, remember, we need to climb atop.And we need to sacrifice our children to God.
我想到这样子，我们当中有些人就打架了。怎么这样子呢？我爬到山上是希望我的神祝福我的孩子，对不对？
When we hear this, we might find a sense of struggle because we all hope that when we climb the top, we will be blessed by God.
结果传道你说我带着我的孩子爬山，爬到顶要把它献给神，那我不要爬了。
But here, preacher is telling me that we need to bring our children along to climb the mountain and eventually sacrifice our children. Then I might as well give up.
听起来好像我们是要孩子们付出，原来他们可以享有跟拥有的一切。
It seems like what we are is sacrificing, the future that our children could have.
听起来是付出啊。
It seems that you are.
但是后来耶稣来了，告诉我们一个事实。
Sacrificing, but later on when Jesus came to this world, teaches us a reality.
这个看起来像付出的牺牲，其实是祝福的一大途径啊。
That an act of sacrifice is actually the pathway to abundant blessings.
我们来看路加福音十八章二十八节。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 18, verse 28.
路加福音二十八章的十八章的二十八节。
Luke chapter 18, verse 28. Then Peter said, "See, we have left all and followed you."
你看，这是彼得跟主耶稣的对话。
Peter's conversation with Jesus.
这是彼得的认知，有没有发现？
This is Peter's understanding.
对彼得来说，他说他撇下所有的了。
And to Peter, they have left all.
所以对彼得来说啊，他好像已经到了山顶的那个以撒一样，你没有看出来吗？
To Peter, he is just like this Isaac that has reached the mountain top.
我们好像一直勉励我们的孩子们，到那里你要付出，到那里你要奉献。好像是叫他给，有没有？
And so it seems that when we teach our children that when you arrive at the mountaintop, you need to sacrifice, you need to give yourselves.
我们看耶稣说什么。
But let's see what Jesus said.
我们请看路加福音十八章二十九到三十节。
Luke chapter 18, verse 29 to 30. Verse 29. So he said to them, "Assuredly, I say to you, there is no one who has left houses or parents or brothers or wife or children for the sake of the kingdom of God." 30.Who shall not receive many times more in this present time and in the age to come eternal life.
各位，不要怕你的孩子能力不足。
So we should not afraid that our children is lacking in ability.
不要怕你的孩子信心不够。
We should not fear that our children lack faith.
你只要沿途牵着他的手，一直告诉他说，到山顶去，你要付出，那里有神预备的羔羊，这样就好了。
But all we need to do is just grab hold of their hands on this mountainous journey and encourage them that on the mountaintop, you need to sacrifice yourself. And
对彼得来讲，他是把自己全部献出去。
And to Peter, he has left everything.
主耶稣讲的不是这样子。
But Jesus has a different perspective.
今世得百倍，来世得永生。
That his view is that he will receive many times in this present life, in the age to come, eternal life.
小弟很感谢主。
And so I've been here for 1+ weeks, and I'm very grateful to God.
我到这里又认识了我这一辈子从来不认识，但是亲爱的你们这些家人。
And I've come in this place, and met many family members whom I have not yet before.
就好像从那五十年我都不知道我有这些弟兄姐妹一样。
It's just like I never knew that I had all these brothers and sisters in the family these 50 years.
我来这里不是得了一百个弟兄姐妹啊。
And so when I come here, I gain myself 100+ brothers and sisters.
你们告诉我。在这里有三百个弟兄姐妹，我在这里得了三百倍啊。
My apologies, it's actually 300+, so 300-fold that I have received back.
如果今天 我没有为了主来付出这些，我今天来得了这里吗？
And if I did not, because of our Lord Jesus Christ, to give myself up, would I have this opportunity to do what I do today?
主耶稣讲的是真的啊。
And so what Jesus said is true. It's true.
虽然你们没有到别的城市、别的国家去传福音。
And although you may not have opportunity to travel abroad to preach,
可是现在你们在墨尔本这个地方也为了神在付出啊。
But you are now here in Melbourne, and you are also serving God in this.Region.
所以神照着他应许的，一直在加添给你们。
And according to God's promise, He has continued to add to you all.
加添给你们各样的恩典。
Add to you all abundant grace.
加添给你们各样得救的智慧。
And add to you all wisdom for salvation.
就像这一次，要多给我们两位家人呢、啊，对不对？
And just like this time in our spiritual convocation, two more were added to our family.
这三十几年来可不止一百位啊。
So in these 30 years, not just 100
plus. 我告诉各位，以后还会更多。
And there will be even more members.
你们有这个信心吗？
Do you have such faith?
我告诉你，你们会有更多的家人在墨尔本这里。
You will have more family members in Melbourne Church.
不要怕付出。
And so we should not be afraid of sacrifice.
因为神已经答应我们了。
Sacrifice because God has promised us.
所以。我们对自己孩子要讲什么
？And therefore, what message do we give to our children?
我们来看罗马书十二章的第一节。
Let's turn to Book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 1.
新约圣经罗马书十二章第一节。
Romans chapter 12, verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service.
将身体献上当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。
Present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God.
各位，你如果有感动，今天回去呀、啊，你就看着镜子的自己，对自己讲这句话。
And so today, if you felt that you have learned something, go back home, look at the mirror, and read this verse to yourself.
你要将身体献上当作活祭，这是神所喜悦的，是圣洁的。
Encourage yourself to present our bodies a living sacrifice. This is holy and acceptable to God.
你们不只要对镜子里面自己讲，你们回去之后要一直对自己的儿女儿孙讲。
And don't just tell this verse to yourself, but continue to pass this message on to your children.
所以你用的不是保罗那句话，所以弟兄们啊，你要说，所以儿子啊，所以女儿啊，我告诉你。
And so you read this verse and adapt Paul's verses to say, instead of therefore brethren, use therefore my son or therefore my daughters.
当我们坚信这一句话，而且常常在家里面讲这一句话。
And when we have full conviction on this verse,
我们来看最后一个经节。
We will read our final verse.
我们来看创世纪二十二章的十六到十八节。
Genesis chapter 22, verse 16 to 18.
创世纪二十二章十六到十八节。
Genesis chapter 22:16-18. And said, "By myself I have sworn," says the Lord, "because you have done this thing and have not withheld your son, your only son." 17. Blessing I will bless you, and multiplying I will multiply your descendants as the stars of the heaven and as the sand which is on the seashore. And your descendants shall possess the gate of their enemies. 18. And in your seed.All the nations of the earth shall be blessed because you have obeyed my voice.
各位，你相信吗？神跟亚伯拉罕讲的这句话也会对你讲。
And do you believe that the words that God spoke to Abraham, God will also speak to you?
耶稣也那样讲，对不对？
And Jesus also said the same.
这个不用解释了。
And so it's no need more for the explanation.
当你们献上自己跟自己的儿女的时候，
When we
你会遇到神所预备的羊羔。
When we offer ourselves and that of our children, we will meet with the lamb that God has prepared.
你们知道是谁吗？
Do you know who that is?
你会在你的生命跟家里面遇到耶稣基督那一个羊羔。
The lamb that you will meet in your life and in your family's life is the lamb that is our Jesus Christ.
我们今天晚上进入到这里。